You're listening to the show about a serpent in a pierogi. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Someone told a joke to me today, and I didn't laugh at all because I was busy thinking about something. And they're like, oh, I thought you'd laugh. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
I was really thinking hard about this thing that we were just talking about.
They said to you, I thought you'd laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, that's so
was it Adam?
Sad.
It must have been Adam.
That's so
Who
sad.
Are they? Me?
I expected your laughter. That's what they said.
Oh my God.
Incredible. All right, we got to get this recap over with.
Oh,
all
my
right.
God. Over
I can't hear anything because of this washing machine.
Well, even through the even through the headphones?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Well, hopefully
that's
only
weird.
Through the
I definitely can barely hear you.
Turn, it's like it's spinning.
You can turn
right.
your volume up.
Because you're across the room.
Yeah, turn the volume up so that you
No, you're. I can't hear you at all because you're across the room.
Well, you're going to hear my recap. I won't be talking during it.
Since we haven't started playing yet, can I get another beer?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, Dungeon
You're welcome.
Master.
Speaking of cheese,
oh,
I got some
goat
cheese for my CSA.
Nice.
That wasn't on your list. Oh, that's cool.
It was on his list.
I what? It was? Fuck you,
goat
Abby.
Cheese was? Oh,
yeah.
How did I forget that?
Because
yeah.
you allied any mentions of soft cheeses.
Yeah, you always allied soft cheeses.
Abby doesn't like
happening?
Them.
First thing I
like
noticed
them.
About you.
I wish that could be the title of the of this episode.
It may be
Abby
nothing to do with the game.
Soft cheese.
But that's a thing, right, Abby? Course. You don't like soft cheese? Because you don't like brie.
Cream cheese counts or
I
something.
Love, like, I don't really like the stinky ones. That's the problem. Mm. They're a little stinky. I find brie stinky.
Brie?
Yeah, she doesn't
yeah.
like brie.
I mean, I have eaten brie baked brie. So like, I can do a baked brie with, like, pear and
yeah,
stuff.
Maybe it wasn't
How else
you.
Gonna
I
eat
thought
brie?
You were the one that introduced me to brie. Well, yeah, well you can just fucking
like...
eat brie, okay? You just
waste.
Eat it.
Well,
but
like,
brie
cold slices
fruit...
of brie
oh.
on a sandwich is
oh,
that's
I've never
too much
had,
for me.
I've never yeah. had that. But, like we used
slabs.
Before I was severely lactose intolerant, I mean, that's why Fig and Brie is our username on a lot of things mm-hmm. because we had this fig jam and we would do the bake the brie and I would eat the shit out of that. I probably gained mm-hmm. like 1,000 pounds from that. It's so, so
It's
delicious.
Hard to pick five cheeses though.
Five
there's so
cheeses?
Because there's different cheeses for different uses. Like I had to put mozzarella on
yeah.
there because I love like... pizza.
Yeah, but
and,
that's
and
well,
then,
me too. But that's why I said Italian blend.
Yeah,
oh,
well, you cheated.
See, I felt like,
I did cheat. That was cheating.
That's cheating. I don't know about cream cheese. I don't know if that counts as a cheese or not. I wasn't going to say it's not. I definitely think that
okay,
Italian
well,
blend.
How about
is
this?
Cheating.
You can rate cheese based on whether it's cheese based on it. Whether
so
it
you could put
stomach.
Like like Mexican five cheese.
No,
like the...
that's five cheeses. Those
but,
are your five.
But then you said Parmesan blend.
No.
That's
what?
Romano
I
and stuff.
That was me. I said, well,
she
you
said Italian
said
blend. I was saying I love yeah. mozzarella.
Well, Italian
stuff.
Blend is mozzarella
yes.
and Romano. And
yes, but I picked
that's,
mozzarella.
I wanted both that,
I'm
yeah,
saying I committed.
Oh,
mozzarella.
You're trying to say you are against it, but she can do it.
No, no. I'm saying it's
I'm
cheating.
I'm confused. Oh, you're telling her she's cheating.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
She cheated with the Italian
I missed
blend.
The first... The problem is we just went backwards in the conversations too many mini steps. I did
what
not...
What are your top five cheeses?
Yeah, you didn't say your cheeses. Was it a sensitive
yeah.
topic?
A
Wait,
notable
what?
Absence from the conversation, Katie.
Okay, let's see. Top
we're
five
doing the top
cheeses?
Five cheeses that if
in
you
no
could only have five
order.
Cheeses for the rest of your
well,
life,
well, I have
what
to say that
be?
Within
if
the past year, no,
yeah.
I won't be.
No,
I
no,
can't
no,
really
they,
eat
no,
they
that's
can
what we're saying.
In this situation, they can
ignoring your intolerance.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So in the past year, knowing that I can't eat cheese, I still eat cheese sometimes. Like it has to be. I have to like save up. What is that?
Lancaster baked pumpkin ale.
Baked
pumpkin.
Ale.
Look
oh,
at that
wow.
cute little Ooh. Drawing too.
No, that's not cool. Lancaster.
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 Sorry.
Lancaster. Oh, is that really how you say it?
Yes.
Yeah. Lancaster.
They are very
oh, man.
Specific
I'm gonna
there too.
Impress my friends from Lancaster.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is on the first syllable.
What was happening? Oh, cheeses. Go.
Yeah, cheeses. Go.
Oh, okay. So like in the past year, I discovered that my favorite cheese, like favorite cheese is Cotija cheese. Cotija. It's excellent. It's salty. It's crumbly. And I.
What kind of like, cheese is the powder in mac and cheese?
Powdered cheese. So funny.
It's product.
No, that is not. Yeah, cheese product. Yeah,
yes,
Cotija cheese
best.
Is my favorite. And do I really have to pick four more? I would say brie is probably up there. Cheddar is definitely up there, especially like a cheddar with horseradish in it.
Oh fuck yeah.
Yes.
I also love any kind of cheese that's a soft cheese with like herbs in it. Like a
Boursin.
What is that called?
Boursin, like the spread, spread like with the herbs.
I feel like I never
or alouette.
Maybe I don't know if I've ever. I feel like it's there's a reason I don't even know the name is because like the only times I've ever had it is at somebody else's fancy party or something like that.
Right.
It's like that cheese
it's got foil
fluffy.
All around
it's
it.
It's like almost like whipped cream cheese or something, and it has like herbs and stuff in it. How many cheeses
it's
is
so
that?
Good.
Is
three
that,
or four? Three, four.
Say? That's Cotija.
You said
brie,
horseradish,
cheddar.
Horseradish, cheddar. Herby cream me dip cheese. I don't know.
Herby goes bananas.
And my fifth cheese. I mean, cream cheese is amazing. Like, I love bagels so much. So, like, I don't.
Yes, bagels with cream cheese.
I might have to say cream cheese. Yeah.
Yeah.
It might be necessary.
I can't. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to go without cream cheese.
Yeah.
It's the best.
And I think the cheddar covers
like,
a lot of
it. Is cream cheese a cheese?
Yes,
it's gotta
because
be.
I can't eat it.
It is a cheese.
You can't eat it. Oh,
it's like one of the worst ones. Like when I eat that, I'm like, okay, I can't do anything for a day. But it's so good. Like that's one of the ones I'll save up and not eat cheese. Like you know how much I love pizza. Like I will not eat any cheese for a while, and then I'll have a pizza, and it won't affect me as badly as if I just
that's
like
great.
Have eaten cheese for a few days or something like that.
So there's a little bargaining you can do with your body about
so
it.
I do it with for pizza and I do it for cream cheese bagels.
Nice.
And because like I'll get bagels and cream cheese for the family, but like I won't necessarily eat it. But like if we go to Eastdale, hell yeah, Eastdale bagels. So good. Anyway.
All right, next we have to identify our characters' five favorite cheeses.
Oh my god. They're gonna be such weird animals, I bet. Rafina's is like yak cheese. Wait, that's a real cheese.
That's a real thing, yeah.
That's real.
Halfling cheese.
It's gotta be, yeah.
Halfling cheese! That would have been way better.
You know, ants milk aphids, so probably aphid cheese is gonna be in there.
My God.
Orange cheese.
Orange cheese! Wait!
Peace cheese.
Abby, orange cheese.
Vitamin cheese.
Okay, would
that's
I?
That's the white stuff between the orange and the peel.
Ew.
It's orange cheese.
Like seriously, Abby, I don't know. I know I love cream cheese, but like orange cheese, we've talked about this with the pretzels.
That's
is
not cheese.
One of the best fucking things. Like I didn't nacho react cheese. Hardcore enough as Will
magical.
When we had orange cheese. I didn't like orange cheese, but KT personally loves that fake shit. Mm-hmm. That fake
it's,
orange cheese that goes
it's
on
got
pretzels.
The right blend of fat and salt and chemicals.
Yes.
And just delight.
And I'm
it's
not
so
a big
good.
Like chemical. I make so much food from scratch and stuff. I don't like in general like chemically things, but that cheese is my kryptonite. It's so good. That's honorable mention to orange cheese because does
honorable
that
mention.
Count as cheese? Oh man. I love
Hi.
The cheese conversation.
I do.
You're just basking in it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to play the game?
I guess
oh my
so.
God. What is happening?
More underwhelming.
Your mic is directional, Eric. You have to.
That's
speak
why
into
it's right
it.
Here. You see how
your
it's right in front of me?
Directional
okay.
too. I can't see. Your
I know.
Face.
Well,
I know.
Well,
he's leaning. He well, does but, this on purpose. Come
but I have
here.
To be able to see my
lies. It's an excuse.
This small desk. I'm
You're
just thinking
fine.
That I feel like we should have do like what they do.
Go on the other side.
Where you have your computer for your camera and you can
and
see
then
camera,
I can't
but
see
you're
them.
Still using the. No, you would see
oh,
it on your
I see.
Screen.
I could do that, sure. But I would.
And then
sad.
You can't rub KT's shoulder when their shoulder hurts.
Yeah, when my shoulder hurts, which is all the time. Okay.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Let me just warn you. Ooh. This is so corny. Speaking of cheese. But yay. I don't think, I mean, I would love to know what you thought, what you would have done if it were your recap turn. That's all I can say.
Okay.
Hit it.
Okay.
For the first course of the mourner's feast, Malvolio gave to us bat rib and hard-boiled egg. Yes. For the second course of the mourner's feast, Malvolio gave to us, say carefully, cream of mushroom soup and bat rib and hard-boiled egg. For the third course of the mourner's feast, Malvolio gave to us smoked trout and potato pancakes with a horseradish cream, cream of mushroom soup, and bad ribbed and hard-boiled egg. For the fourth course of the mourner's feast, Malvolio gave to us shrimp salad, cherry blue cheese, smoked trout, and some latkes, cream of mushroom soup, and bad ribbed and hard-boiled egg. For the fifth course of the mourner's feast, Malvolio gave to us boiled serpent on a bed of pineapple squash and sliced shallot, shrimp salad, cherry blue cheese, smoked trout and potato pancakes, cream of mushroom soup, and bat rib and hard-boiled egg. For the palate cleanser course of the mourner's feast, Malvolio gave to us cucumber sorbet with champagne, boiled serpent on a bed of stuff, shrimp salad, cherry blue cheese, fish and some potato pancakes, cream of mushroom soup, and bat ribbed and hard-boiled egg. For the seventh course of the mourner's feast, Malvolio gave to us three parchment rapture rose, cucumber sorbet with champagne, boiled snake and stuff, shrimp salad, cherry blue cheese, fish and some potatoes, cream of mushroom soup, and bat rib and hard-boiled egg. When we shared Bathwack memories, first Roscoe said to us, home invasion of the elderly, Rafina recalled the windmill, Valencio thought of werewolves, Mo brought up the crown, Sean Indigo appropriately marketed his pets, Clockface mimes a waterfall, Jamie mused on tenacity, Ixnay on the Oots Bay, patty cake for no reason, Roscoe cheers up Gnar with a reddish powder potion, and Mo says bon apple tea. And who is Elton?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Abby.
Abby.
What else? That sucked.
What else would you do? What else could you do? No, that was,
yeah, I didn't even, yeah, that's great. That's so, that's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Abby, like, it's brilliant. It's, it was brilliant.
When I was trying to think yesterday, I was thinking to myself, I wonder what Abby's going to do for the recap. And you know what I thought? I was like, she's probably going to do some, like, Requiem Catholic Mass bullshit.
She's probably going to do some, Adam. Like...
That was insanely... And
for the record,
cool.
Listeners, that is Abby playing the accordion.
Oh, yeah. Was a child playing a bell or something?
No, I stole my child's xylophone for
that. Are you kidding
me? Now you
played
she's playing
everything?
The.
Oh, I love that.
She's playing the. Yeah, it was really fun. It was fun to have that because otherwise the accordion gets old.
That was amazing. You did. Wait, did you do it at the same time?
Yes. No.
No. Okay. I can't. I wouldn't
like,
have enough
how
hands.
How would you do that? Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Hands. I'm like, okay, that's no. amazing.
If you
though,
had so enough hands, you would have done it at the same time.
Oh my
sure.
god.
Did you? Sure. Did you sang at the same time as you were playing though? Right.
I tried that, but it was too prone to error.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. I thought you've
E-G-E.
Haven't you sang? I thought you've sung before with an accordion. Haven't you? Like, to us?
Oh, yeah,
I
definitely.
Feel like, yeah, you're amazing. You probably have less faith in your... Well, you certainly do because you were like, this is corny or whatever the hell you said is
it
incorrect.
Is corny,
it was so perfect. I don't
I
know what
I would
have done.
I put the lyrics in Damn Top in, by the way, if you want to see them.
Fantastic that our brains are so, like all so different in terms of like what I mean I didn't think on it so I don't even know what song I would have used but like I what a great idea
so
that was
good.
So good
We tell you it's crap so you can get used to criticism and become immune to it.
Yeah, I mean,
but you know, it was pretty good.
Oh my God. Sean Dindigo inappropriately markets his pets. That's
I mean, it's hilarious. You know, it's no Shelter of Steve Carell, but it's good.
Oh my God. That is one of
I would be
favorite.
Sad if I hadn't written that myself.
Oh, it's amazing. It's
so unknown amazing. Artist.
So good. So good.
Well, that was fun, guys. Good night.
Oh my God.
I do have to get up at 6 a.m. So.
Oh my God.
Holy crap. Do you really?
Why? Yes, because they adjusted it even earlier. This cross country invitational.
Their bus leaves at 6:45.
All right. Well, let's fucking get this over with.
Really? That's terrible.
Yeah, we'll it's pretty dumb. Because it's going to be raining anyway. But
yes, they're going to be soaked no matter
what. I mean,
what.
That early, you might as well not even go to bed.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Let's party all night. Woo! Time to drink the champagne.
Yeah. Let's play for 5 hours. Watch the rest of Our Flag Means Death.
Oh my God. Yes.
That honestly sounds amazing.
I would love
Let's
to do that.
Let's do an all-nighter.
I would.
Like, go get some energy drinks.
Eric's afraid.
Yeah, I have 5 hours of content. Eric. Sure.
Oh, we'll come up with content, Eric.
Don't worry.
You
we'll
did
just
last
have another
time.
Meal.
All I had to do was list some food, and you guys did the rest, basically.
Oh, wow.
You
were
so
amazing.
Good at the food, though.
Well, I just,
yeah,
I had a list of food.
The food.
I mean, blue cheese.
I really want cucumber sorbet.
I've never had
champagne.
Such a good
right?
meal.
That sounds incredible.
As that last episode.
You'd never had
it. It was delicious.
I love that.
And it was also a very thorough recap. Because if,
you know, one
I
thing
on everything.
I realized, I didn't bring up the drink that kicked. Got to have
Gully's End Green.
So cool.
Gully's End Green.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the Gully's End Green. I forgot to put that in.
GEG. All right, I'm done.
Redo That's it. Why I was so crazy.
I don't believe you.
I don't believe you.
All right.
Oh, Eldon.
Yeah, I think that was probably the very last thing that was said, right?
Yes.
I think that is
yes,
what
yes,
you
yes.
said.
So.
What does Valencio do?
Really?
Oh, wait, that's a great question.
My lap?
The last, so Valencio was the one who was talking to Gnar, right?
No, I'm mm-hmm. not. No. That's the thing. I think he was just kind of saying it aloud to the room.
He said that to me?
Yeah, I think
no.
he
if
was
anybody.
Talking to him, but I think
to everybody,
he said,
yeah.
I think he said it out loud because I think he was apologetic. Like, we all definitely heard it. Like, because
it was almost
yeah.
like a toast
No, no, it was
or
to Roscoe, right? Because Roscoe
no,
gave
but
him the brown
Yeah,
shirt.
But then he stood up and he gave a speech. Like, I gave a toast to everybody. So everybody heard it.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, though, like, Eldon is the name.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't mean anything
to any
anything.
Of us. Anything. I mean, it may, it means something to Will, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's the same person. So he's like, oh, that's interesting. But he's looking at the guy. He would just look at him.
Okay.
He was already probably looking at him because he stood up and made a weird speech. What a weirdo.
Well, KT did make a request for me.
Who?
I did?
Who's Eldon?
Ooh, Bathwack. I mean, Kick asks.
Yeah. Oh.
Who's Eldon?
Well, that's.
Who's Eldon?
He was my. He was my boyfriend. We broke up. But you know.
Context
I mean,
clues.
You know, I guess Whatever. Life moves on, right?
What did. Where did you meet Eldon?
Well, we met in. That's a good question. We met in Carnivar. That's where I'm from, and he
Carnivar.
Yeah, we
Carnivar. Where? Yeah, I know where Carnivar is.
Yeah, I most yeah, you know the capital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of person was Eldon?
Roscoe was watching. His name is Gnar.
Mm-hmm.
Roscoe was like watching him, like very like he's kind of like probably closer than is comfortable, and he's just trying to like analyze and like get a sense of like did that work? Is this guy does he seem happy for days? Like,
well, he's definitely doing better than he was. That's for sure.
It cleared up, like it did. It had a noticeable like
yes
effect on him.
Yeah, he
it,
was
like,
just like sobbing basically. Like mm-hmm. he's like coherent and like you know. A little more sort of at peace, okay, if you will.
Roscoe will do like his Larry David, the Curb Your Enthusiasm, kind of like, eh. I mean, he'll decide, like, well, relative to, seems happy. And they'll go sit back down, I guess.
Like I said, KT had made a request of me.
Was it because I said I would look at the guy?
Yeah.
What does he look like?
You want to know what he looks like, right?
All
right,
you ready for this?
Because I never describe anybody or anything.
You said he was a big guy, brawny, tall, light green skin last time.
Uh-huh,
I saw that in my notes. Okay.
That's right.
All right.
He has short, dark brown hair, brown eyes. Mm. He's wearing a plain brick red tunic, which is belted. He has on loose brown pants. He has a thick, bushy mustache.
Okay.
So, and you gave me the idea of trying to describe him like a celebrity, like a famous person's face or famous person.
Well, I was just suggesting.
Yeah, I liked that idea. So he has his face, it's kind of like a young Tom Selleck, but a half-orc.
Okay, Tom Selleck... All right. Wow.
And yeah, he's solid. He's like thick. He's not like a bodybuilder. But yeah, he's what I wrote specifically was not hulking, but solid.
Mm, okay. Got it.
Yeah, kind of
You say this in character while looking
Never
at
mind.
I love Tom Selleck.
I was just trying to think this is Gnar. Yeah, I was trying to think. Yeah, no, that's right. I was trying to think how, like, you know, similar or different he looks to Will. You know,
he has a mustache and he has brown eyes and dark brown hair. I never wear a plain brick red tunic. Get the fuck out of here.
It's your dad, Will.
Also, I'm totally a bodybuilder, so this guy doesn't even know.
Nice mustache.
Nice mustache.
You just noticed it. He just grew it. It's part of Brown Treat.
I mean, like, yeah, Will would notice that because he's looking at this guy. But again, this might not be the same person. So whatever. It's interesting. Are we all paying attention? Like, is he talking so loudly that we all...
Yeah, he's talking to me.
Yeah.
He said, what kind of person was Eldon? Was the last question that he asked.
I said, where'd you meet Eldon? Yeah, then I said, what kind of person is Eldon?
What did he do?
What did he do
for his job?
Oh, I mean, he was fun. He's always looking for things to do. He was always looking for adventures and experiences. He loved to dance. Mm. He would go dancing a lot. We met in a club.
Oh, what was the club called? Maybe I'll go there when I'm in Carnivar.
Oh, the club in Carnivar, sure. Well, the name of it, let me think. I mean, it was a while ago, but it was, of course, very memorable, so of course I would remember. It was where I met this man who I clearly am in love with and just recently broke up with. I mean, like, you know, our first moments, I mean, that would be, like, burned into my memory. And, you know, I probably, like, have
it's
my...
like Club Fit.
I have my voucher from that night. I probably keep it in a keepsake box. I look at it every night. So clearly I remember the name where I met this man who means or meant at least so much to me.
And then if this whole thing is subtitled, it says garbled or incomprehensible.
I mean, actually, no, look, I actually have it here in my pocket, and he pulls out this little slip and it says, admit one, good vibrations. That's the name. Yeah, no, he was
jeez.
You know, I mean, we had a good time together. We really did. Hmm. I mean, when I close my eyes, and he's just kind of smiling, this brown treat seems to really be doing a number on him. He's really opening up. Like,
oh, he's smiling.
Yeah?
Okay. No, I thought he said when he closes his eyes, he sees Alden smiling.
No, 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 no. he's smiling as he says this. He says, when I close my eyes, I can still see his eyes. It's just his piercing blue eyes just staring at me.
I want to see KT's face. Wait, I can't says, see KT's
you mean piercing
face.
Brown eyes? Brown eyes?
Blue eyes.
Gnar's eyes are brown.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, right.
Piercing. Can brown eyes pierce?
So Will's...
No.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it'd be so
defensive. Like, does anyone...
Don't you feel
Abby
it?
Has brown eyes. You have brown eyes, right? And I think Alex has brown eyes. Wait, Alex has dark. Pink eyes. Alex has...
I have pink
oh,
eyes.
Oh, no!
I love
you, my pink eyed girl. I have a set of contact lenses I change every day, so you never know what.
That's why you have pink eye.
Yeah, that's right. I think that Will, if he's like paying attention to this, which I guess he probably is, at first he's just like, okay, well, that's just a name. Like, it's a weird coincidence that I'm hearing that name. And then as he goes on and he describes some of these things, which could still be someone else.
Oh, you're listening from across the room?
Yeah, I think he has to be. Like, this is
Gnar's
too
not,
important to
this
not
This isn't like
listen.
A hushed conversation.
And
Gnar's
Will, like, and he's just slowly, like, he just, I don't know, subtly, because he still has to be, I think he'd be still focused on staying in his character, but he'd be like, his eyes would just be kind of, he'd be like frozen a little bit and just like. Like paying a little too close of attention to this person, you wouldn't think that Will would necessarily care about somebody's old boyfriend.
Can I make a perception check? Okay. Like, do I notice Will?
Sure.
Bathwack puts a sticky note on the guy's face.
I mean,
by sticky note, you mean fish taco.
Yeah, fish taco note.
Post-it note. I mean, this would be, I'm not looking at, I have no idea there's any connection with Will, so. Mm-hmm.
That's a five,
this is
so
just like,
matter.
Do I? All right, good. I don't notice anything. Just like normal.
Yeah.
That's totally in character.
Totally normal. That's, yeah. Just having a nice dinner.
Kick is just as unperceptive as Bathwack. It's Bathwack!
All right. All right, but might I suggest that Roscoe. Mm. Is, you know, listening to this story. He was already thinking, like, last session, like, about... They gotten him thinking about Tom.
Yeah.
You know? Now he's, you know... It's gotten him into that mood. Like, he didn't take any of the brown mm-hmm. treat himself. So he's, you know, he's feeling very introspective. And, but also just kind of, like, sullen. But not in, like, a negative way. But he's looking at Gnar, and he's looking around the room, and... And you know, I think he'd be interested in. He's always interested this like in other people's kinds of stories and experiences with like, with loss and heartache, too much heartache in this world. Mm. So can I roll as Roscoe a more like an insight check?
Sure.
On everybody in the room.
Yes. Mm. You may.
Public roll. Pubic roll.
Seven.
What the fuck? That is a pubic roll. I will cast Detect Thoughts to see if I can see a picture of...
Hold on, though. Roscoe did an insight check.
And I failed miserably.
Oh, got a seven. Okay.
So I don't know. What yeah, what's
read?
The
what
seven?
Do I get any?
I mean, in terms of the room overall, I mean, the meal's finishing up. Gnar is maybe oversharing. The two people over there, the other NPCs, are just kind of they're talking amongst themselves. They don't really seem to be too interested. Mo has devoured his churros and is wondering if there's going to be another course.
Okay, with a seven.
Yeah.
How do I'm really interested in Malvolio and Rufina, and how Malvolio is responding to all this stuff about ex boyfriends and stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So yeah, he seems to be at least intently paying attention to Gnar as he is sharing details about his former lover. And it looks like he's maybe like slightly trying to lean a little bit towards Rafina. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. And Rafina's still sitting next to him, right? We haven't like gotten up and shuffled around it.
Or no. I mean, maybe you're shuffling all over the place. I don't know. How does a seven insight reflect on Rafina?
Rafina is getting antsy for sure because the meal's almost over. Mm-hmm. And Rafina does not honestly trust Bathwack not to give away the show. Whether or not that's justified, but that's definitely on her mind.
What show? Sorry.
The you show. Faking that you're dead.
Oh, he really didn't know.
Even that.
He just thinks he's a new character.
He does.
He's too excited about this.
What's your show? What show?
Roscoe clocks. Show here? Roscoe clocks Malvolio, and he just mutters to himself, "Classic lean."
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's true. All right, what are you doing, Will?
I'm casting detect thoughts to see if I can picture, or like, I don't know if this is how it works, but if I can get a idea of what the guy is thinking of, I want to see if I can see a face.
That's a good question.
I feel like everyone at the head table is all just slightly leaning.
The boat is, you know, it's rocky seas.
Yeah, it's true. That's an interesting question.
Okay.
Like, does detect thoughts, like,
it's thoughts.
What if someone's not a visual thinker? Right, like, if you detected my thoughts versus your thoughts.
Well, listen, Eric, how easy do you want the story to be?
Very.
You already had two people try to figure out something, and Will is very good at concealing shit, and they rolled for shit. So, do you want anything to come out or not?
That's a great question, too. <You love this. laughs> These are all really good questions, you guys. Wow. I love
are
all
they
these
good questions.
Questions.
Yeah.
You do detect thoughts. There's just like some fundamental, like coding problem between the two, like,
right, yep. Exactly.
You try to see, you think you're going to hear some words, and mm-hmm. you just see like crazy pictures.
It's like trying to play an Xbox game and a PlayStation. I just, you know, I'll fudge it however I want, but it's just an interesting. It's like almost a philosophical question, like detect thoughts. Like, how does that information come across? Does it depend on the person whose thoughts you're detecting or the person who is detecting the thoughts?
I think it depends on the DM and whether he wants to reveal anything. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe Nar when he thinks of Eldin, he thinks a DM's description of Eldin.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm. But what DM? You've heard my description of people before.
Yeah. Well, Eldin is in a different campaign. So you need to contact mm-hmm. the fictional DM of that fictional.
I think that's KT.
I would love, like, Will does detect thoughts, and all he sees is just piercing blue eyes.
Oh, probably. That's the end of it. I bet you, because I'm guessing this is Eldin, but let's hear it. Let's just tell me already, goddammit!
Someone stole my thunder.
Oh, shit.
No, it's fine. Oh. That's exactly what I was thinking, because that's what he was last
like
thinking
that.
Of. So
that's,
he,
that's great.
You
that
detect
sense.
Thoughts,
oh my
and
God.
You see a set of extremely familiar piercing blue eyes, even down to that little green fleck in the bottom part of the right eye.
Oh my God! Ah! I stand up. Like, too suddenly, but I'm trying to be cool, but I'm standing up way too suddenly.
Oh, Valencia, are you all right? Says the captain.
No, I'm in mourning!
Oh, of course.
That's
sorry.
Amazing.
Just like
and I'm just
Ephraim Brown and his father in the hit WB teen/family comedy, Everwood.
Family comedy,
drama.
Everwood.
Which of the regions in Bertago have like the most thriving theater scene? Because I think they had the premiere of the
regions.
Play Everwood.
Mm. Ooh.
Probably.
Yeah, which one is the... Wait, what's the theater district?
Carnivar.
I knew you were going to
say that. Carnivar? Yeah, Carnivar. The hit? Early 2000s, Carnivar. Team slash family dramatic play Everwood.
I'm writing that down. Dramatic play Everwood. Amazing.
Listeners, if you haven't already, check out Everwood Never Wouldn't.
A still happening podcast.
Wink. Oh my gosh. question mark.
So Will, as Valencio, yeah, has sprung up, mm-hmm, and is staring at Gnar.
Yeah, but like then he, you know, quickly looks away. But like, I guess you can have people roll again.
I mean,
like,
I he's certainly
reacting in a visible way.
Rusko notices that, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're trying to get a read on everybody, and that's a everybody's going to look at least at this sudden arisal.
Hey, Valencio, those snakeheads not sitting with you well.
Nope. That's all he says.
Well, deception. Probable.
Okay.
Hey.
Shit. Where's my? I'm sorry. Well, those are my notes. Where's my character?
They were snakeheads, right?
It was boiled serpent.
Boiled serpent.
There were heads as part of it, though. They weren't headless.
Oh, very good deception.
A 16 deception.
Yeah, I'm good at deception, guys.
All right, roll an insight, Rusko.
I'm going to give a public roll this time.
Nobody's ever going to catch anything, my dear.
All right, Shimi rolls a 40.
Okay, awesome.
You think maybe there was something wrong with the snakeheads, Rusko? Maybe.
Well, do you need to, like, go take care of your innards?
Maybe.
Like, do you need to, like, take a poopy?
I look at Rusko. My gaze is torn away from the center. It was just spacing out. Because I realized I was staring at Gnar. And then he just kind of vaguely focuses on another point in the room as the snakehead discussion is happening. And then I look at Rusko.
Yes. Oh, my God, KT. I love that description. I can picture it perfectly. Like, Yes. Rusko's gazing right back with like his eyebrows are raised like
No.
Deception check.
Suddenly I need to take a poopy.
Okay, well.
Wait, 23. Jesus fucking Christ.
But wait, you said no. So does that mean you do have to take a poopy?
You were the one that told me to roll a deception roll.
No, but you are the only one who can tell me whether Will is lying, KT. By rolling the deception check, you have just admitted that Will needs to take a poopy.
Not necessarily. You can roll a deception in a deceptional way.
Well, right, because... Oh.
All right. This is the most philosophical episode of Fright Dice ever.
The most.
Yeah. I'm not rolling an insight check on that.
Yeah, it's fine.
I think I look at Rafina. Like, I think I look at, like, away from Roscoe's question, I just, like, look at Rafina. Because, like, Rafina's, like, my mom or something, and my friend. Aww. Like, the person that, like, I actually feel like, knows way too much about my history, and I'm not even sure if she would have seen anything about that. He just, like, looks at Rafina, but then, like, looks away really quickly. He's being normal. Like, if you didn't know him, you'd be like, this is just a person who's considering whether they're ill. But like, because it's Will and he's normally so like, he just lies all the time. He has a story to tell. He's always got something to say about everybody. But right now he's like, it's like he's looking for help. He's just told he needs to take a poopy. He doesn't know what's going on. So like, even if Rafina doesn't notice that, like somebody might notice. Is all I'm saying.
Rafina is definitely noticing not necessarily the agitation, but the change in behavior, because it's a change from a moment ago.
True.
Right? Wouldn't you say? It's not a seamless transition from the morning to the... Okay. So I'll roll perception.
A 10.
Oh, jeez.
What does Rafina see with a 10 perception, Will?
You want me to tell her?
Just, it's a perception, not an insight. So, like, physically, like, what might she perceive?
I don't know. I'm not a DM.
It's fine. Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You should be.
I mean, like, I think he's trying to regain his composure either, because it's like seeing a ghost or something, but also, like, so what's going on is he's, like, out of all the people in the world, this is an ex-boyfriend of a person that I might care about. And, like, why is this person here? Rafina can just tell. It's like he's giving one of those things where he's like, why am I in Barovia? Why aren't I back in Tivoli? This is ridiculous. I was pulled from my comfortable life. But it's more like... He looks like what he looks like when he's complaining about being far from home, but it's all inside.
Rafina says to the captain, oh, will there be a tea and coffee service? Or perhaps I should give some tea to Valencio here. He's looking a little peaked.
There's no further courses planned. I mean, if you have a beverage you feel like your friend here would benefit from, of course, feel free.
Valencio, you could use a little tea, couldn't you? And she starts to reach into her pack.
No, I'm fine. And he just, like, sits. And you know what? That was as big of a period of vulnerability as he would allow in the moment. No, I'm fine. And he would sit back down and, like, it's back to business. Now he's like, okay. But it's dinner. Like, it's over, right? Uh-huh. Like, so he's like, he sits down. And then he stands up and he's looking around like he's like, this is over. I can just leave. But he doesn't want to leave because the sky's right there. And he's like, okay, but also he wants to leave. Those are all the things that are going through his head.
Mm-hmm.
Sits down, stands up.
Got it.
Doesn't need tea. It's dirt tea. But he doesn't insult your tea. Like, he doesn't even say, he just says no.
And Shimi gets up and walks over to you, Valencio. And he's like, oh, well, maybe you want a little something stronger than tea, Valencio? And he sets down in front of you the mug that he gave you a while ago.
The one that doesn't get me drunk?
Uh-huh.
Like, it's like a mug that has a scowly face on it, right?
Uh-huh.
Wait, how did he get it? It was in my bag. Wait, he just smiled. Fuck. Like, Will is like, he looks at that. Yeah, that's the like moment that, happens.
I like that KT can still, in the moment, genuinely ask, well, how did he get that? Oh, Shamey.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Because, I mean, it came from him. So I was like, yeah, from him. And then I'm like, wait a second. I had that. And that's like the kind of moment. That's like the kind of look that Shimi gets. Like, at first he's like, he looks at the bug and then he's like, thanks. Wait a second. Huh?
Like, yeah, you dropped this. I picked it up for you.
Oh, my God.
It's a drinking mug.
Right.
What? Those guys down there, they're having some fancy green stuff. Maybe you should have some of that. Huh?
Is it them? Is it those guys?
Gnar and Kek.
Yeah. Sure. Let's go have some drinks. And he doesn't even know what he's doing because, like, I don't know what purpose that would serve. I guess I could talk and then not get drunk. So let's go over. I can listen to them. I don't know. Are they even going to stay? I don't want to be awkward. All of these thoughts are going through Will's head. He's like, this is
panic.
Not interesting. I need to go find out what's happening.
And the captain stands up. He says, well, this mourner's feast, I think, has been a very fitting tribute to our dear departed friend, King Bathwack of Gully's End. Feel free to move about the ship as you will. Of course, you are always free to, but the meal is concluded. I'm just getting the sense... Sorry, I've never held very many mourner's feasts before, but I feel as if this gathering should be formally concluded, which is what I'm doing now.
That was very authentic of you, Captain. Thank you for...
Especially on the heels of your own mourning. Did you have a mourning feast for Chloe?
Well, I mean, I did perhaps eat a few things that were not good to myself in my ferrets? Moments of vulnerability.
Did you eat ferrets?
No! How dare you?
Are you the morning lord?
Does Beckbeck look at the rest of us like,
puts a finger on the side of his fake snout?
He's waka tapping. Waka.
Oh my god.
No, I mean just like things that were bad for me, you know, some moments of weakness.
What the fuck does that mean?
Like unhealthy food?
I didn't say that out loud. I'm not focused on him at all. Sorry.
He's still just talking. We're all silent. He's having a conversation with nobody. Like unhealthy food? Like burgers, you know, but like a lot of burgers.
So much of my top five favorite cheeses.
It's just so specific.
Well, it was a good morning feast, and what's the next one again? Is there going to be another feast?
Well, the Heroes Feast.
Oh, yeah.
That will be this evening.
That what is now?
Well, I mean, you can feel free to...
What time is it?
What is now, I think, is an incorrect question. What is now? I'm going to steal that for the rest of my life.
What is now?
Well, I think that Will as Valencio, probably like when he hears what is now, he's like, he nods.
Yeah,
like,
what is now?
Fuck? Well, I mean, now I would classify as lunch. I think we just finished our lunch.
Oh, okay. All right, great. Okay, so guys, we're going to be back in. Is it going to be back in this room?
Oh, yes. This is the dying food.
Well, but I'll come back.
I wanted to mention that if you would like, I mean, we usually do this when we have a full boat. I mean, I guess with all of you, we're closer than I expected, but we are going to have some afternoon games on the upper deck.
Oh my god!
I thought it might be a good way to transition the mood from the mourner's feast to the hero's feast. Of course, and he puts a hand on Valencio's shoulder and just pats him. if
he just sits down again,
it's purely optional. Of course, it's if you do not wish to take part, do not feel obligated. But we'll have some prizes, and it'll be a fun time. So, in a few hours, feel free to meet up on the upper deck for some fun competition.
All right, yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, I think I'm gonna go have a little postprandial like nap. I think. Then I'll go up and play some games, and then we can all meet back here for a gyros feast. That's how we pronounce it, where I'm from. I don't know. It's a whole feast of gyros. I mean, there was so much variety in this feast, all these different courses.
It's
but tonight,
just gyros.
We're just going to have gyros.
Hell yeah. I hope so.
Sounds amazing.
All right, well, I'm going to go. Roscoe leaves. Roscoe has nothing more to contribute in this scene, so he's going to go take a nap in his room, all right?
All right.
Bye, Adam.
I walk out.
Yep.
I need to go out and take a poopy.
Total liar.
Good time for break.
We could take
I don't actually need to take a poopy.
I think Alex does. I could do for a refill. Do we want to take a quick pause?
It's got to be quick.
Yes, got
to
be quick.
You're not supposed to refill your poop. Well, I guess technically you are.
Hopefully.
Eventually you eat more. All right. Yeah,
we all need more poop. All right.
Oh, jeez.
An anachronism, a Dan Aykroydism.
That's so cute. A Dan Aykroydism. That's such a great.
Like,
I love that.
That would be a great, like, malapropism. That's
Yes.
I don't know. They said it was Dan Aykroydistic. They said that me putting Chevy Chase in ancient Rome was Dan Aykroydistic.
Perfect. I
That's
love that.
So funny.
God, this would kill in the 80s, you guys.
And then they said that by using the word wrong, I was doing a Malvolioism.
Ooh. I'm proud to be on the same level as Dan Aykroyd. That's all I gotta say. Pork Fried Dice, Dan Aykroyd. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's what the summary is here. We're just as good. Oh, Dan Aykroyd.
Just as good as Dan Aykroyd.
I love Dan Aykroyd. And I loved learning that he has Asperger's. Hi, everyone. I just wanted to hop on here and make a quick correction. This is after the episode was released. Somebody on our Discord informed me that that term I just used, the term I used to that I read about Dan Aykroyd being diagnosed with, is no longer a term that anyone really uses. It is offensive, so I certainly didn't mean to offend anybody. The only reason I had even used that term in the first place was because I had read, like, years ago that Dan Aykroyd was diagnosed with that. But of course, if that is not the word we use anymore, we got to change our words. I actually considered removing all of it because it's very embarrassing that I would do that. I would never intend to offend anybody. But I think that it's important for everybody to be able to hear this, I guess. We should all be learning all the time ways to change our language to make everyone else comfortable. And, you know, I'm in my 40s and I will certainly stumble again, I'm sure. We always try to keep up to date, but, you know, times change all the time and it sucks when we are behind and we cause anyone pain with our words. I'm so sorry to anybody who I offended about that. I definitely, it was spoken out of ignorance, not malintent. So hopefully that is clear. And I should have said Dan Aykroyd is neurodivergent, which several people on this podcast are. So anyway, sorry, everybody. And thanks for educating me, listener. And we will make sure we never use that term again. So I hope this is helpful to people out there, but I also hope I didn't hurt anybody by keeping it in. All right, everybody, keep learning and keep growing. And I'm so sorry. Hooray!
Because he's neurodivergent. Yes. No kidding.
And it's so cute because, like, definitely, like, you can, like, once you learn that and you watch his acting and, like, the characters he does, It makes sense. I don't know.
That's also what Captain Malvolio ate too much of after his ferret died.
I think I picture Dan Aykroyd as Captain Malvolio now. Like, I think that's going to happen. Okay. Because that he's actually, so cute as he
I
got
could,
older.
I could buy that.
He's adorable
that's
as
brilliant
right?
casting of Malvolio. Yes. Yeah.
All right. We got to make this a movie soon.
Oh my God, Rafina, are you going to fall in love with Dan Aykroyd?
Dan Aykroyd.
I love this. Oh.
It depends on what movie.
All right, Christmas with the Cranks. Oh my God. Oh,
Ghostbusters
so
Afterlife.
Coneheads.
Yeah. Coneheads. Yes, Coneheads.
Eldar.
How about the burger sketch from Saturday Night
Live?
Oh,
cheeseburger, 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 cheeseburger. Yeah. No Coke, Pepsi. Yeah, I know all those really old ones.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do. Oh, Dan Aykroyd.
All right, break over.
Oh. Okay. Get out of here, Dan. No, come into our lives, Dan Aykroyd. Yeah, come You're on. Captain Malvolio.
I should get a Dan Aykroyd sound on my soundboard.
Yes.
Listen, do you smell something?
My favorite quote.
All right. So the feast is over. The crowds are dispersing. Hmm. Shimi has given Will his mug. Roscoe left. He's gone.
Napping.
And he says, yeah, come on, let's they've still got the bottle over there. Let's go and we maybe go up to the lounge, or maybe we'll go up, get some fresh air, share some drinks.
I'm looking at Shimi like, why are you even talking to me? Like I'm like, what are you doing? You're 14. Like, what are you looking at? Like, but he's not saying any of this. He's uncharacteristically silent. But he's like, what? Like, he's just doing this gesture. Like, what are you?
And he tries to take you by the arm and just pull you towards them.
Okay. But, like, he still doesn't even know. Okay, sure. Let's go somewhere. Yeah, let's get
Shimi,
out of here.
Do you want to go play shuffleboard?
Oh, is that one of the games?
Maybe it should be.
I never played. Is it fun?
No.
Oh.
It's one of those games that old people like.
Oh, weird.
But maybe we can put a twist in it.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Make it a drinking game.
Sure. I'll get the tea.
Come on, Rafina, you can come with us.
Wait, are we not going to go play games?
Well, they're not yet, he said. They're in a little bit.
Oh,
like, that's
okay.
Why Roscoe went to sleep.
Yeah, but air is nice. We could go for air.
Yeah, it's a little stuffy in here. Even though there's a nice view, all these windows are sealed.
Gnar, wanna go get some air?
Yeah.
I mean, is Kick talking to Gnar?
Yeah.
He said his name.
Oh, I didn't hear it. I didn't hear
it. It just sounded like Alex was clearing his throat.
I just heard
Gnar. Gnar. Yeah, let's go. I mean, we'll have some more of this this Gully's End green. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that sounds great. Let's do it.
And we can't really tell if Kick is drunk because we don't know what Kick is like in general. So
it's true.
This could be sober Kick. Who knows?
That's fascinating. Like, yeah, we all we have no idea what Bathwick's doing.
There's
no baseline.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Is he an actor? Is he a good actor? Is he a bad actor? What is happening? Who is Kick?
Yeah.
What is now?
What is now?
Yeah, Bathwack's gonna be like, I'm just gonna be Kick forever. Resurrection of the King? Nah.
Nah.
That'll be
my wife and child.
I really like
my
that
wife
as a
and child. Yeah, done. I'm gonna go become a pirate.
I like that as an emergent conflict later where you have to become Bathwack and you're like, no.
Yep.
I'm good.
I was never happy.
Your family is weeping at your grave. There's this whole crowd of rebels who have gathered waiting for the
resurgence. Why are you crying? What's wrong?
Offer them some Gully's End green.
Yeah, we die.
Did someone die?
All right, so who's going up on the top deck?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah, I will too. I follow curious about my own following. Like, why am I following these people?
I guess I keep forgetting that we can't sleep. Roscoe just doesn't ever sleep.
He wants to nap all the time. Yeah.
His postprandial nap is like...
He's definitely tired.
What does he do? Is he just going to lie there? Just stare at the ceiling?
As we walk out, he's just against the wall, like trying to sleep. And then he sees us. Oh.
He's outside the room, he started trying to fall asleep. And he sees you guys and he darts away.
He's making snoring noises.
His trench coat twirls behind him.
Uh-huh. Billow.
Billows behind him and he... I can't sleep!
All right, so you all traipse out. You go back up the stairs. You're assuming you go up, and that is correct.
We go on the underwater, under the boat deck.
Uh-huh. Well, sometimes, like, the way things are laid out, occasionally, like, in some instances, you have to go...
You would just go straight on the same floor, and it would open up.
Or, like, go down to get to a different stairs to go up further
or something.
Oh, my God,
this place is a death trap!
But this isn't like that, what I'm saying. Phew. Jesus Christ, I was trying to reassure you.
Thank goodness.
And I was ridiculed. Trying to be descriptive.
I love you!
This boat is wearing a brick red tunic, and it's belted.
Stupid!
All right, so let's go, everyone. We're all going up the stairs.
Wee. Except I'm not. Kick is not going with everyone else. He's just
Kick's
going
hanging out with Gnar.
Ooh, we should get Alex a new icon in Roll 20 that
no,
doesn't look like Bathwack.
Oh yeah, to be
you
got to
draw him. Oh, you've been
put
working
a mustache
on it.
I was working on it, and then I started working on something else, and I haven't had very much time to draw at all. But aren't we? I'm following Kick and Gnar, so
yeah.
I wasn't going anywhere without. That's who I'm following.
I know. Yeah.
Okay. No, but Alex said that
everybody. So everybody's just going to follow Kick and Gnar.
Yeah, I guess. Like,
you know, like I mean, first Will follows them, and then Shimi follows Will, and then Mo follows Shimi.
Like, is there a moment where I have this stupid mug and, like, Bathwack pours any alcohol into it? Like, I'm approaching the table. I don't want to make it weird. Will wouldn't
well,
try to
I think
to make
everybody
it weird
was going
to
go upstairs.
Okay.
So you're going upstairs.
I was worried that somebody said they were, it all sounded right, so, like they were going somewhere different.
I'm not
going
to
presume to move your icons. I'll just move all my NPCs.
Okay.
These guys are gone.
How do we get there?
Yeah, I don't know where upstairs is on the map.
Yeah, we're just trapped.
Well, babe. here's the stairs up right here. So you go up those stairs.
We
gotta
play paper dolls, guys. Here we go. Doot, 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 doot.
Is that how you play paper dolls?
I don't know. I'm moving my guy very slowly, one little step at a time. Uh-huh. Hey, what's up, Bathwack? You're right there.
And Bathwack's standing on the stairs. I can hear the stair climbing sound from Castlevania. From, like, the original Nintendo. Yeah.
So you guys go up here. And then Nar seems to know his way around. He goes over to this stairwell here.
We're all following him. Okay, here I come.
You go up to the top deck. The wind is in your hair. Wow. If you have hair. Guys, this is great. Look at us. We're on a boat.
Yeah, what is he doing? Is he like...
He's like leaning over the side. He's so excited.
Cute. That's really cute.
You could see like the shoreline.
Pick is leaning into the wind.
Oh, nice.
You could see the shore way off in the distance on the starboard side.
His snout is flapping in the wind.
What?
His fake nose, but it's an illusion, so it's not really happening, but it was a funny idea.
Alright, let's bust out the Gully's End Green? Who wants some?
She needs
thanks!
Oh, come on, Rafina, have a little sniff.
My stomach is so full, if you put one drop of anything in my stomach, I will explode and get the hiccups.
In that order. Well, I know Bathwack's gonna have some. I am.
I'm sitting in the lifeboat.
Who?
Oops.
So weird.
You mean we're drinking to Bathwack's health?
Right, yes. We're gonna pour one out for Bathwack.
I mean, not to his health, but to his death. I mean, to his memory.
Pour one out for Bathwack? That's got to be the title. Pour one
squeeze
out for
one
Bathwack.
Out.
Squeeze one out for okay, that's what the title yeah. is. Forget yeah. pour one out.
That's what Roscoe's doing.
Yep.
Yeah, he's squeezing out some meat jelly for Bathwack.
I was just thinking of poopy.
Poopy.
You can do both at the same time. Mm-hmm, there's a term for that. I won't say it.
Yeah, that's a step too far to say the term. You can describe it.
I don't know how to reverse look up that term. But
yeah. Ew. Urban Dictionary, here we come.
I think that I am trying to be normal, but I really want to like listen to see if this guy has anything else to say. Uh-huh. So I hold the stupid ugly mug that I hopefully prestidigitated out to Bathwack.
Well,
to get
Nar has the
it.
Bottle.
Nar, then
yeah,
I
guess. he pours you a healthy amount. He gives some to Kick if Kick is willing, and he turns to Shimi. He's like, "This should I be giving him any of this? Are you guys his wards or?"
I don't even know how old he is.
And I don't know how old you are.
Oh, my God.
That's right. Nobody does.
Oh.
Shimi.
See? No objections.
I raise an eyebrow at Shimi. I try to make him look at me. I don't know if he's looking at me. I'm looking at him like I'm looking at him.
He looks at you and raises an eyebrow in return.
Oh,
Shimi, you may have three sips.
All right, we'll start with three sips, Nar. Big ones.
That's not what I meant. I will wrestle you to the ground.
All right. Is that a promise?
She's not really sure she can follow through on this.
This isn't Captain Malvolio.
No,
Aykroyd.
It's not. He's just fucking around. Moe's like off at like the other end of the ship. He's like running all around.
Hmm. Is he doing laps?
Yeah, he's excited. He doesn't
so
care
cute.
About alcohol. So Rafina's not partaking?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, it's nice to meet all of you. I feel like my spirits are buoyed a little bit after that meal and getting to know some of you. Kick here, we shared a table together, and I would like to get to know you. And, yes, right? I want to get to know you and all of you a little better. I mean, I think this is, you know, we're going to be on this ship here for a few days. Why not, you know? How do people start conversations with each other?
What an odd question.
I mean,
uncomfortable, you know, silence.
Weird.
When I met Eldon, I mean, it was conversation later. You know, it was more sort of just a physical connection at first.
Like an animal magnetism?
That's a very good way to put it. What was your name again?
Rafina Phalangepot, at your service.
Oh, right. Nar.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you as well.
Oh my God.
So I don't know how we start conversations around here, but I think we all know each other's name at least, so that's a good start.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Where are you headed, Nar, and why?
Why is hard. I mean, I guess I'm going to Gully's End. That's where this ship's going. I've just been kind of meandering about. Eldon and I had taken a trip to we were in Bear Toggle for a little while, and that's where
it's a delightful place, isn't it?
Well, I mean, that's where we parted ways, so I have a bit of a bittersweet relationship with it. It was my first time
now,
there.
What was it, because of Bear Toggle?
No, I don't. We just, I don't know. It seemed like he was looking for something, and I mean, we had fun, but it was never, I don't think it was ever going to be a lasting thing for him anyway. It could have been for me, but.
Oh, is he a butterfly who flits and sips?
That sounds like a very good way to describe him.
Oh my God.
What? Sir, yes?
What does that mean? Flits and sips? He just looks at Rafina.
Don't you know, Valencio, that there are people who flit and sip like butterflies? You know?
Seems to mean something to you, sir.
I think there's an obvious... It's just weird. I've never heard that before, is all I'm saying.
I hadn't either, but I didn't have such an adverse reaction to it like you did.
Are you feeling all right, Valencio?
It's the snake heads.
Just the heads?
That's what Roscoe said.
How can you tell?
Yeah. Mixing around.
There was so much food. How could you tell?
I didn't eat all of the food. That's why. That's why I can tell.
You just ate the snake heads?
Yes. I'm on a specialized
Very
diet.
Very picky.
I'm on a specialized diet.
Only heads of reptiles.
Watch out, Kick. What does everybody think about this Gully's End green? Shimi says, ugh, it's awful. I hate it. It tastes like shit.
And he drinks more.
No, he's done with it. You want mine, Rafina?
Rafina takes it and throws it back. It cures her hiccups.
All right. I need everybody to give me a constitution saving throw.
Because of the Gully's End green? Oh, shit.
Oh, jeez.
Should have stuck to my guns, man.
Do I need to give you a constitution saving throw for what's happening in Roscoe's room?
Yeah.
Okay.
For what's happening in Roscoe's room?
Oh, Rafina.
Uh-oh.
Plus
what do you mean?
5?
What? Wait, mine says 15.
Unless,
Oh, that wasn't
You know
mine.
What?
Dang
I don't
it.
Think I can use... I think I should lay off the magic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, Roscoe.
Ooh.
No bonuses to anyone.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Do I get, like, some kind of bonus to me? Because I have... If I'm drinking... I don't even know if I've drank out of this cup yet, but...
Oh, I'm have drink- you not?
I mean, I guess, like, if Shimi asked what it, I would have tasted it just to be okay. like, what does this taste like?
It just
what
tastes
does
like it water.
Taste like? It tastes like water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because that's what it said. It was supposed to be
mm-hmm.
water or tastes like, or it's supposed to turn it into water, I think, or something. I have to look
I
back.
I can't remember the specifics.
Basically, I'm not getting drunk, guys.
All right. Rafina, you immediately feel the effects of the... The Gully's End green kick a little bit. Will, you're it's like you're drinking water.
Yeah. Oh, I don't feel so well.
Oh no.
Uh oh. Are you seasick, Rafina?
I don't know. I don't want to say any more words. And she sits on the ground.
All right.
Too much flitting and sipping.
Oh, do you think Rafina flits and sips too? Just like this Elden guy?
Will waggles his eyebrows. I mean, the captain, you know what I'm saying? He looks at Rafina.
And Rafina is in agony because she can't really respond. She's just like, on the ground.
Yeah.
I
noticed a bit of a you know, between them. Didn't you guys?
Writhes toward Shimi's and Valencio's feet so that she can punch them with her fists.
Roscoe definitely pointed out the classic lean to Shimi.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Totally. I mean, I think that by the end of this trip, it's going to be Mr. Malvolio Flangepot at your service.
Mr. Malvolio Flangepot, that's so cute.
I mean, he's a captain. He can marry people, right?
Himself?
Probably.
Rafina goes,
Will is wondering if Rafina's actually okay. Is she being poisoned or something?
I don't know.
She's not, right? Like, suddenly I'm like, okay, is she dying?
She's clutching her stomach.
Uh-oh. Being dramatic.
I'm curious
check.
What do we all see out on the horizon? Are we far from the coast?
We're dying now.
Yeah,
he said that we
we're
can
dying
see
in maybe a beautiful place.
He said we can see the shore like far off to
the starboard.
Starboard side.
Yeah, that
see
makes
a
sense.
Hospital.
Yep. All right, but it's far off, so we're actually out of ways.
Yeah. You're still in the Bay of Duquesne. So it looks like you're maybe keeping, like, using the shore as, like, a guide, perhaps. Mm. You don't see Trent behind you, so you've been trucking along here for some time. And you're going at a pretty good clip at a good amount of knots sounds like. I'm not familiar with knots to be able to give a good description, but...
Yeah, I don't
He's
know
great.
Knots
Don Knotts?
Aw, Don Knotts.
Yep, the incredible Mr. Limpet.
Mm-hmm.
Limp Bizkit.
No. 20 years earlier. Or 30.
You're reading 20.
It's about 20.
Listeners, leave a 5-star review and come up with your best I did it all for the nookie Don Knotts pun.
Wow.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah. Wow.
Great.
We haven't gotten any.
We're not going to get any
5-star
reviews.
Well, that's no different. We haven't gotten any in like a year and a half, so it's fine. So yeah, Nar says, "Well, yeah, I mean as hard as it can be to lose someone, I mean, Rafina, I wouldn't try to push away love if it's there for the taking."
Who's saying this to me? Nar.
Nar
is. Rafina says, oh, I thought everyone was sick. It's just Rafina.
Yeah, Will's like, again, yeah, you got is water. He okay? Is she okay?
Oh, yeah. Did you perception check?
Yeah, like, should I do that?
Sure.
Is she poisoned or something?
Rafina would like to know.
You can do a medicine check.
Medicine. Boop.
20.
20.
Ooh. You think Rafina's not used to feeling drunk?
That makes sense that the medicine check that I would roll high is to do with like drugs mm-hmm. or alcohol or something yep. like that.
Inebriation.
Like, yeah, she's just drunk. She's really drunk. Okay.
Nar's giving out more drinks to people if they want them. If anybody's having more, I need another con save.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't want any. It's gross. Give mine to Valencio.
Yuck. I guess, I don't know. I don't want to take it from
uh-oh, someone. Kick.
Yuck. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. What happens when kick gets
going to blow my cover.
Mm, yeah, uh-oh. Exactly.
The hiccups go really well, actually. They're canon now.
I guess I should do it again.
Uh-huh.
But don't I get advantage or something? What is it? Constitute. Where the heck is my constitution? Okay. 11.
All right.
Bathak rolled a 5.
Yeah, he does. All right. So
do I get advantage or something? This doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
Alex, do you have hiccups now too?
No.
That's often how what happens after he's had beer. We get a few solitary hiccups.
What the fuck?
Are you lying to me just now, Alex?
I don't have hiccups.
Have you been faking hiccups?
I had two fake hiccups.
Those weren't fake.
Those were acting.
The second one was real.
Well, what the fuck?
All right. We are going to cut to Roscoe in his room. So, Roscoe, you've been trying to sleep and failing because you can't sleep. How does that make you feel?
Bad.
Yeah? Why?
I feel bad. Because thinking about Tanya, I've got all these unresolved existential conversations with Shimi and all these new people in my life.
Uh-huh.
New reflections about my history and my identity. And this is the most I've actually tried processing this kind of shit in my entire life.
Yikes.
And this ceiling is so depressing.
Yep. And so, what are you going to do about it?
Roscoe recalls his days in the Swinkus.
Sure he does.
When he and he and his pals, one pal in particular, whose name he would obviously remember. Like, this is his best friend in the circus.
Is it Good Vibrations?
Yeah. I will use those initials, though. His friend's name was Guy Van Buren.
Sure.
That's totally...
What was his job in the circus?
He was a sword swallower.
Have we ever heard what Roscoe's job in the circus was?
He was a clown.
Okay.
And he had a duo act with Tanya.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we did know that. Sorry.
But yeah, he and Guy Van Buren swallowed some pretty epic swords, and to help kind of hype himself up for it, he would often and invite Roscoe to join him in the consumption of some drug-like substances, like mm-hmm. drugs,
right.
Drug-like ones.
Mm-hmm.
And he is going to remember how great that felt and he's going to very curiously try to do that with some brown treat.
Right.
Some what?
Some brown treat, because brown treat. He brown saw treat, yes. it improved Nar's mood.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
and
true.
So Roscoe's thinking, like, if you know, if it helped him a bit, like, if it got him, like, in a better mood just from, like, eating it, maybe, like, I could snort it, like, in the good old days with Guy.
Yeah.
And that would be, that's probably, like, a more direct kind of. And, right, kids, like, don't do drugs and don't snort brown treat.
Our show is for children, so.
But, yeah, he's going to do that. Is there, like, a little mirror in the stateroom? Like, does yeah. he... Uh-huh. There's a little sink in a mirror. He'll is there a sink?
No.
There's a mirror, but yeah. No sink.
Uh-huh.
He'll do it in front of the mirror.
Yeah, over the bureau, there's a little mirror to
look at himself in the mirror, and then
take a little bump
down and yeah, snort a bump of brown treat.
Of treat Williams, Andy Brown drug substance.
Listeners, if you haven't already, check out Ever Would Never Wouldn't,
the ongoing podcast. Ever Would Never Wouldn't.
Yay.
All right. And listeners, that was what Adam was referring to when he asked if he should make a save. I actually see he made two saves because I asked for two saves, and they were a 4 and a 3.
Oh. Okay.
So you find this a very effective way of delivering brown treat into your nervous system. All the capillaries there in your nostrils are just eager receptors for this mysterious powder given to you by an old man with a tattoo. So the first thing you notice is that the ceiling has ceased to be depressing. And in fact is extremely interesting. You feel like you see your own face in the knots in the wood. You can see the faces of all of your dogs sort of surrounding that face.
Aww. Dog knots.
Dog knots. Best dog name ever.
And as you're staring at this, you hear a tap, 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 tap.
Where's Evra?
Tap, 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 tap. It's almost musical at first. So sort of there's a rhythm to it that you just can kind of groove to as you're just looking into these swirls in the wood above you. Then you realize it's coming from your porthole or porthole, depending on if you're Abby or not.
Yeah, okay.
Tap, tap.
Something's...
Tap, tap.
Tap, is there a curtain covering the porthole?
You probably drew it, yeah, for your nap, I would imagine.
So I'll go and... Isn't it great how drawing curtains means both things?
Mm-hmm. No, but...
Yeah,
Eric hates that kind of stuff.
That is right? An efficiency in our language.
I also love that oversight means both like overseeing and like not overseeing.
Yeah, weird. Yeah.
So insane.
So
and I love how like a highway and a parkway.
Yeah.
You park in the driveway. Okay, I'm done.
What do you do on a highway? You snort brown treat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Roscoe's gonna go check to see what that tapping is.
Yep. And you open the curtain, and there is a large bird tapping with its beak right in the center of the porthole. Porthole. Tap tap. Tap tap. Tap 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 tap. And it turns its head and looks right into your eyes with one of its eyes. And then turns back, tap, 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 turn, look. And this goes on for probably 20 minutes before you do anything.
Judging by Adam's face.
Yeah,
right
his,
now.
His slack jawed.
Yeah, Roscoe just stares. He's tapping. This bird is tapping on the window.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Right in the center of the porthole.
Can Ros? Is this a sea bird? Can Roscoe determine like what type of bird it is and how likely and normal it is for it to be out here?
It is
he
a sea bird.
Pulls out his Merlin app.
Yeah. I'm not sure how familiar Roscoe is with the specifics. It looks like he'd probably call it a seagull. It probably looks like a big seagull.
Hmm.
To those more well-versed in marine avian subgenres, it's an albatross.
Hmm.
I wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Can I have Roscoe do what would that be? Would it be nature? I'm really curious if he would know. But also, does Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner exist in this world?
Probably no, not. It does not.
So it wouldn't even carry any particular meaning out here, would it, in this world?
I mean, it's a creature. You could have had an interaction with the term before, and it could have some meaning to you personally.
But he's asking if it has that significance. So you're saying it doesn't.
I don't
story doesn't
know
exist.
The Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner well enough to know.
That's
what
the whole
the
thing about
is.
Like the albatross being a
burden
sign of
it's a
bad
it's a
fortune.
Meaning like it's a meaningful
it's an omen.
Yes, it is an omen.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And some people argue that it like well, that's, there's a whole thing about the Rhyme of the that's a whole other thing, and you should definitely learn about it. I'm very surprised that you don't know that.
I grew up in Bedford, Pennsylvania.
But it's like a fucking Iron Maiden song. You know what I mean? Like it's
I
everything.
Didn't date Michael Yashinsky.
I honestly, I would have expected this to be like a crossword thing.
Yes,
I accidentally
exactly.
rolled
very...
animal handling first.
Oh, okay.
But nature, I rolled first.
Well,
course.
That's that. Listen, that is a.
Biggest snort. I'm sorry. I'm very sleepy.
Okay. Are you snorting brown treat over there?
Was that a fake snort?
I'm going to take
Are you lying to Adam?
No, I
What the fuck? What is
it was
everybody?
A very heavy breath, and that's how fucking pathetic I am. It was okay. Like my super heavy. It was not a snore. I was not actually asleep. I literally was just. I'm so tired. I just like
listeners.
Just super heavy
if you
breath.
Hear this, KT has just edited out 10 minutes where they were just silent. We were trying to get them to react and respond. They're
oh
swearing
God.
They weren't snoring.
Fuck. God.
So that's that. I'll take your 19. That was your first roll. Like you rolled a d20 and you clicked the wrong thing to add the wrong modifier. Sometimes I do it the other way where I'm like, nope, that's the roll. Mm-hmm. But I decide right now it's my whims. It's 11:20. I'm very sweaty. That you got a 19. Plus
nature.
4, so a 23 is your roll. Nice. You
so I know it's an albatross.
Yeah, you've seen albatross.
And also, like, I mean, Roscoe is also familiar with the early 2000s Carnivar teen/family drama, The Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner.
Yep.
and knows... It's an albatross.
Cute.
It's an Edward albatross. Who's afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Tap, tap. Tap, tap, tap. Turn. Look.
Hmm.
Turn. Tap.
Like, are you getting any sense from your animal handling, like, what is going on with this bird? Like, is it in distress? Is there any, like...
Yeah, that's such a productive line of questioning, Abby. Unfortunately,
just has time of night.
Animal magnetism.
I didn't roll
animal magnetism.
I'd have to roll.
Still apply.
I'd have to roll insight to try to make some sense out of how this.
Well,
animal's
I
behaving.
Mean, I think nature would apply. Insight would indicate that it maybe has. Like some human intelligence or something.
Well, would my being high on brown treat give me advantage on a nature check?
No. It wouldn't.
All right. I think
you already rolled nature. What are you doing?
No, I didn't. But you did.
I said you did, and you got a 23. Oh,
and you gave me a 23.
Yeah.
Well, now but that was for trying to identify the bird.
Okay.
Now I'm trying to make sense of its behavior.
Okay, 16. You don't know if it's the drugs, and maybe it's not really doing this, but it's like seems so intentional. Like animals don't do this. Like they don't. Like this has been going on for a little while. Like what is it doing?
Am I happy?
Yeah.
Is Roscoe happy?
Yeah. It's not upsetting. It's curious.
He saw himself surrounded by all of his dogs.
Yeah.
So cute.
Yeah. There's Oscar and there's Roscoe and there's Roscoe.
There's Roscoe.
What the fuck?
And Don Knotts. Dog Knotts.
All right, so now he's happy and he's seeing this Boyd, Billy Boyd.
Maybe I can get him on a podcast.
Jesus Christ. Is there a Is it trying to communicate something with its taps?
Mm.
Oh, that's
the same
taps. Like Roscoe is like so. The happiness of the brown treat, it's effectively cleared away a lot of the kind of like usual cloudiness of like Roscoe's consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, he's like, I mean, he's high right now. And he's muttering like Dog Knotts and Billy Boyd. And
sure.
Edward Albatross to himself. But it's actually like those are not cloudiness for him. Those are actually like really like sharp connections.
Sure.
Because they're clever jokes, you know.
Right, like, right. That and why aren't we laughing?
Right, like why? I expected you to laugh.
I thought you'd laugh. I thought you'd laugh at that.
So anyway, I think Roscoe is like there's a clarity to his state of mind right now that he's trying to apply like intelligence to because everything's taking on like heightened meaning right now for him.
Yeah, I see.
And
that.
So he's really trying to like now interpret the behavior, not as an animal behavior, but as an intelligent communicative behavior.
Okay. So give me an insight check. 20. This bird is saying, open the fucking porthole, you goddamn idiot. And we're going to cut back up to the top deck.
I thought it was a Morse code thing. I, Adam, literally actually did think it was a Morse code thing. It did not even cross my mind. I just wanted to be let in.
That's amazing. Holy crap. I love that. Yeah, no, that's amazing. I can totally
but
see
that
me
is,
doing the same thing.
It's right on. It's
that's
right on,
like yeah. high behavior.
It's like
that's
a puzzle. I mean, Eric thinks in puzzles.
Yeah,
that's
look
what
at
I
my
would,
socks.
I love puzzles.
Oh, how cute is socks. That?
Aww.
I yeah. love puzzles. Oh my gosh.
But that's not a puzzle. So we're back on the top deck. And Gnar seems to be falling under the effects of the green, the green.
Gully's in green.
He says, listen, I asked this before, but like, I feel like it would help. Like, why don't we all just like, who's been in love? Who? I have, you know all about me and my love. Let's like open up, like we don't we can get past the bullshit. Like we're stuck on this boat. We're maybe not gonna see each other ever again. What's the harm, right?
The Herm.
What's the Herm?
Listen, you down there on the ground, hiccuping and holding your stomach after two sips of this stuff, get up. Are you married? Is that why you don't want to be with this captain guy?
Aww.
He looks like Dan Aykroyd, for God's sake.
I cannot get over how perfect that casting is.
Yeah.
Rafina is now sipping some twig tea, and it has made her feel a little better, I think, if the DM allows.
You weren't ever feeling that sick. You were just feeling a little tipsy, but Rafina's not used to that.
Yeah.
So, and Rafina's not used to that,
This is a good placebo effect to get you back to where you are, but you're still slightly inebriating, but maybe you're fooling yourself that you're fine.
I, of course, know that all of you have been in love. So fess up while I nurse my tea.
Well,
that means you.
Me?
And she looks at everybody.
She looks at everybody.
That means you.
That's right. Her hand goes.
Or does she do? Does she do a Roscoe? She looks at Valencio but points at Kick.
Yes, it's rubbing off on her.
Yep. I mean, I'm 14. I don't know that I've ever been truly in love. I mean, there's a few people here and there, but nothing serious.
Have you ever felt like the only thing you wanted was for this other person to be happy?
Oh, I mean, that's part of my job in this group, right? To make all of you happy.
Then I guess you're in love.
Oh, I'm in love with all of you. That's right.
Valencio snores.
Yeah.
What, Valencio, you got something to say?
No.
Tell us about your love.
What are you talking about?
Come on.
He just laughs and looks at Shimi.
Yep. Let's go.
Shimi.
What?
Who are you?
What do you mean, who am I?
What is your deal right now?
Oh, I'm just having a good time on this boat.
I look around at the other grown-ups and I'm like, what is this child doing?
Kick falls out of the lifeboat. And then climbs back in.
Oh my god. Yeah, Shimi, you don't have any life experience. What are you doing here?
Well,
what are you in this group for?
Maybe you should teach us. Teach me. There's someone else that's been teaching me how to read. Maybe you can teach me the ways of love.
Oh, yeah, I'm the person to ask.
Oh, I don't know. You haven't told us anything about it.
I think Bathwack's the person to ask.
Well, he's dead.
Yeah, that's true, I say, as I feel the effects of something, which is the secret message he sent me. Yeah, ridiculous. Unfair.
Come on.
What does that even
Valencio,
mean?
Valencio, why don't you open up a little bit?
Roll for what is Shimi? What is Shimi's motivations?
All right, give me an insight with disadvantage.
Why disadvantage, babe?
Because you're drunk.
Babe, you're that doesn't make any sense because you literally... I'm going to look up this item. What did you say?
Insight with disadvantage.
Oh, I didn't click disadvantage. Just I'll just do it, hit again. It again. Sorry. Oh my god, I rolled a natural one. Wait, but that doesn't make any... wait, so like I rolled a natural one. For Shimi, like what is Shimi's intention?
All right, natural one.
Like why is Shimi asking this was really what I was trying to...
Right. So with a natural one on insight, Will...
What the fuck? Oh no.
You can't really get a read on Shimi. And you feel like you might need some more water to really clear your mind.
What the fuck? I drink more water?
Mm-hmm.
Babe, what did you call this? Because I need to look back at my notes and I...
The ugly mug.
And so you guys see Will take a hearty swallow of his Well, Valencio, I guess you see Valencio, but it's Will. Mm-hmm. Take a hearty swallow from his scowling-faced mug, and you see him reach out to steady himself. He's kind of near the lifeboat where Kick is standing, and he reaches out on one of the supports. It's like the, you know, like it's supported. That's why he can fall out of it, because it's like rocking there. And he reaches out towards one of the things, and you miss it by a good like 4 inches, and you kind of stumble and fall almost into Kick's lap.
What? What the fuck? No, genuinely, I'm literally trying to look up my notes and not distract anything.
Hey, mister. This boat's occupied.
And the,
oh my God,
the listeners and the players may wish to remember that while KT is furiously searching their notes on the name of this item and the description, that it was in fact completely taken upon face value of from Shimi himself as to what the effects of this mug were when it was presented to Will as a gift. And we're going to ruminate on that.
What the fuck, dude? What are you talking about? When was this? I'm literally trying to find my other notes page because I don't have
it. Well, you've got at least like a week matter. To search because fuck, we're going to find out what happens face. Next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Can you face. Move over a little bit?
Clock face. Face, dog's face.
I can't feel my arm.
Face.
Look up mug or cup.
I looked up mug, but it's not here. Cup. Cups. That's cups. Chris Soufremy, cup of tea.
Can you hear me?
No, I didn't hear what you said.
Can you get this guy out of the boat?
Kick is so drunk, he's talking outside of the game.
Oh my God. I don't even know how to find it. Oh, this is so embarrassing, you guys. I'm so technologically inept.
You just don't know what search term to use. I don't remember either.
These are recaps.
Flask, flagon,
tankard. Here we go. Here's my old notes document that had so many pages.
It was
that
way
I,
back
okay,
in.
Okay, here we go. Mug.
It was back in.
Mug, zero of more zero.
Inlet, cup, maybe? No.
Cup with an umbrella, occupied. Preoccupied, porcupine.
Do cup with a space after it.
Cup with an umbrella.
And before
cup with
it.
A space. What the
that
fuck?
Way it won't give you it, words babe. That have cup in
no,
it.
No, it's not that either. Babe, I don't even. Where are my notes?
Wow. That's how drunk you are.
No, this is not cool because.
It would be around the other gifts that Shimi gave people.
So, like a cape?
Was that
like
the same?
A billow? Yeah. Spice pouch?
Yeah, was that?
Metal tankard, pewter, scowling, Shimi holds
tankard,
up flask.
I told you tankard.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you. Tace?
That's okay.
Tankard of sobriety. Uh-huh. A metal tankard, pewter, scowling, Shimi holds a flask, tastes like cool water, tankard of sobriety.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck does that mean?
Well...
Stop it!
Meta, either Shimi was sold a faulty tanker of sobriety, or he lied to you.
So wait a second. Wait, but my roles aren't that bad. I'm arguing so many things. Okay.
Hey, I'm the DM. You asked me if I want the story to come out, didn't you?
This is D&D. You have to do exactly what Eric
That's
says.
That's right.
You can do whatever you want.
You have to like Brie.
Oh, I love Brie. I love Brie.
And you don't like goat cheese either, do you, Abby?
I like feta. Can't you give me that? I like feta.
Feta is yummy.
Feta's great. Not as good as goat cheese.
I like goat cheese so when goat-y. It has the cranberries. I know it can be. Well, see, it depends on the goat cheese. So, yeah, there are some probably, very farmy tasting goat cheeses, I will say.
Right.
That's how I describe it. And I love farms and I live in a rural area, despite me playing a character who's very urban. I'm the opposite of urban. And so I had a goat cheese within the past year that was it tasted like a barn stall. It was disgusting. And I like goat cheese otherwise. Like, I
Did
really
I
do.
Did I have that goat cheese?
Babe, it was that one. I don't want to like disparage any local brands, but it was a local brand that we got from the farmer's market. It was like a barn stall. It was like, what it, did they roll us in goat shit? What is this? What like what is this stuff?
But, you like, know, you're allowed to ask that. Like, hey, excuse me. This is such a curious mouthfeel. Did you roll this in goat shit?
Ew, yeah. Oh, God. Like, I can taste the hay. I can feel the hay texture.
How do you get that taste? Do you roll this in goat shit?
Oh, like, I just feel like some goat cheese is just really overpoweringly, like, something weird about it. But, like, there are goat cheeses that are just... It just is it's a very sharp kind of cheese that's soft. And if you put like there was one that I used to get from BJ's that was it was like it had cranberries on the outside. I think
it was very good.
And there was no farmy like
the thing is that wherever I would eat goat cheese, I would just use cream cheese.
Cream cheese is so great. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, but when I was having goat cheese on crackers earlier tonight, it was amazing. And I wouldn't, that is,
in it's one so context, much sharper. I wouldn't,
it's so good. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Yeah, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whatever.
Well, guys, it's almost 11:38 here.
We have to be up in 2 hours.
We've got 6 hours to kill.
Six and a half, really.
Before we have to get our day started. So
before we have to go to a cross country invitational.
We could play all together. Because
we're all married.
Jack Barks. We could watch our Flarg Means Darth.
Like
Eric has to go to bed.
Well, no, we're doing an all-nighter.
No, I forgot.
I genuinely wish. If we didn't have such a weekend from Crazy Town.
I love that I can judge how far we are into the episode by how far down Abby's head has gone.
I can't do it, guys. I slump.
You start like center and full, like it's most of your head, and it just slowly just...
Man. At least you didn't snore in the very middle of the episode, apparently.
Like my head starts to do this.
Yeah. You haven't fallen asleep during one in a while, Abby.
I've been good. Yeah. Well, I've been having 2 espressos a day now. So that might be helping.
Oh my God, that would kill me.
I wrote a report on it and somehow through maybe a search and replace mistake, every occurrence of the word public was replaced by pubic.
Everyone?
Nice.
Every single one. And the spell checker did not catch it.
No, of course not.
All right. So, but through a search and replace mistake, that means that you were trying to replace one instance of public with pubic, but not all of them?
I don't know how it happened. But
amazing.
But you know, somehow whoever was reading this had a good laugh and still gave me a good grade. Didn't even circle it. Didn't
say anything.
It probably gave you a better grade.
Yeah, really.
Much more entertaining.
Well, roll 20 now has a public roll, private roll, and then a pubic roll.
Nice.
And I think it's like a bread. It's like a food item. Like a pubic roll.
Like a sesame
seed.
Yeah, I got what you were saying. Yeah.
I didn't have to explain it. No, I watched Abby like
sadder and sadder.
Horror descended over.
What's
her
the
face.
Best kind of cheese to put on a pubic roll?
Ew.
Yeah, I know. You're thinking.
Cum
you're
cheese.
Thinking.
Cum of mushroom Ew. Cheese.
Cum cheese.
Cum cheese.
Cum of mushroom cheese.
It's not even a joke, right?
Oh my God.
COMC.
Head cheese? I don't know. Is that a thing?
It's thing. Brain, right?
Yeah, it's
I'm
brain.
Not sure it's actually
right?
cheese.
No,
it?
It's brain. Yeah. It's like sheep's
but
brain.
It's, but it's head.
Yeah, I got it.
Come on.
Yes, we get it.
Yeah, I got it. it's head cheese is a cold cut to drink or meat jelly. Meat jelly.
Ew, what?
Come
Stop
on.
It.
That's great on a pubic roll. I often get some of my meat jelly on my pubic roll.
Amazing.
Just so we know that the checkpoint in this whole conversation is the insight check that Roscoe made. We don't have to go there quite yet.
I also just love the dichotomy of the amount that we're not allowed to share about Alex versus the amount that we must share about Adam.
Yeah. Like, eventually there will be a link to my OnlyFans on the wiki.
Oh my god.
Mark, I haven't said this. Mark Jessen has been DMing me weekly asking for the link to my OnlyFans to put on the wiki. And I'm Mark.
You should create a separate account in character.
For a minute, I wasn't sure if you were joking.
A Roscoe OnlyFans?
I'm still not sure. But
a Roscoe OnlyFans?
Maybe you could give them a special discount for being PSG.
Or try dice discount.
Oh, yeah. Holy
Mark Jessen deserves discounts to everything.
Pork fried discount.
Yeah, this one. Yeah, coupon code Good Vibrations.
Admit one.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.